So if you're hearing babies in the background, that's because there's two cute babies sitting on the lap of Rihanna now and Retief Burger. And we are at Swallow House because that's the reason why the two of them are going to do a whole evening together. Okay, well, let's start. Rihanna. I've had so many interviews with you. I cannot ask you again to introduce yourself because, you know, this is wrong. So tell me how you are.
I am extremely well now that I have this little body on my lap. Just as we've just heard, if you come and play with him for a half an hour, you will forget about all your worries in the world.
And she says, no.
She's not agreeing with me.
It does help that you're a mommy now, because now you can play. Before I was a mommy, I was scared of babies.
Fortunately, girls, I'm holding a little girl at the moment. She is adorable. And I have four boys, so it's quite different. She's much more cuddly and lovey and soft, and she's got ribbons and bows in her hair. And it's nice to hold a little girl for a change, right? Mm.
Okay. It looks good on you.
It looks good.
Come on, number five.
Number five.
We're not being prophetic here. Okay. Retief. How are you guys and why are you guys involved? Yeah.
I'm pastor at Every Nation Church as well, and Every Nation Tswane has started this Tswalu House under the oversight of one of our congregations, the Limbu congregation. So Tswalu House is in Limbu congregation, and this is a house, a place of safety for babies, where people come and play with the babies, love them. Just volunteer. Yes, there's full-time people staying here and full-time people caring for the kids as well. And then babies are placed if they get foster parents or when they are adopted. So it's amazing to be able to share God's love tangibly to somebody that can't give anything back to you. And isn't that what sacrificial agape love is? When you just give and there's nothing in return. But actually, there is so much in return. They can't speak to you. But man, it's just good to be around them, to love them. And I've known these house parents, Johan and Karin, for many years in our church. And loving people. And Susanna and Donnie Detoy, the leaders of the Linwood congregation at Every Nation that oversees this. And just their dedication to see these little lives change forever is just amazing.
Susanna, I want to ask you quickly. Why did you decide to do this? I mean, there's lots of need in South Africa. You can have a ministry in any sphere. Why the kids?
Sure. I think that's part of a personal journey where we've adopted ourselves and we just have a heart for the vulnerable, for these little ones that don't have a place. Who's going to look after them if we don't do it?
Yeah. Can you remember the first one that was taken in and how you felt?
Sure. I'm not allowed to say his name. That was on the 2nd of April last year that we received our first baby. It was a little boy. And, I think the hardest part was saying goodbye to him when he was adopted. Although it's a total mix of emotions of happy for him to have a forever home, but you love these kids so much and be part of them, their lives, and from the teeth to the whatever, start eating their first bite. We all love them, from volunteers to house parents to the staff. We really love these kids very dearly.
You should see these two. I just want to say, artists look always put together, and until you put them in front of little kids, suddenly they're kids themselves. And Rihanna, in South Africa, we've got a huge this thing about children. They're so tiny and they're so vulnerable, and people leaving them in front of churches or the circumstances that brings little kiddies to homes like this, it must break your heart. It must be special to you to be able to do something about it.
Yeah, I think we are all called to do something that is so close to God's heart. Isn't that what God instructed us to do? Mm-hmm. Take care of the orphans and the old people, you know, to reach out to those who need love and affection. And just as this little girl needs love and affection, you know, older people also need that. And I think if we can get the old people and the little babies together,
yeah, that's a great idea.
Maybe we can, but because if you hold a little child in your arms, it's a love that, I don't know, you feel a love so unconditional and so, and not receiving a love, but experiencing love. Mm. No wonder Jesus had a lot of kids on his lap, eh?
Yeah.
I'm sure he got some energy from that.
Yeah, and telling his disciples, leave them alone.
Yeah, after a whole long day with the disciples, let's just hold some kids for a while.
feel better. We get my horror.
But Retief, these lives could actually change now. I mean, if they had gone on where they had been, if they'd been left there, if nobody found them, if there wasn't a house that took them in, where would their lives have gone? And now to be part of something that can literally, because this is not just any house, this house is a house where Jesus is king, and they're going to, it's even if you can't preach at them when they're babies this age, what do you think a house like this can mean to a child like this?
No, I think it's massive. I think when you study child psychology and all the different phases of bonding and attachment and all those things, what happens now is massive in a kid's life. What happens now is the fact that they can get love, people that love them, that look them in the eye, that play with them, that sing to them, that cuddle them. Something happens that we don't always know exactly what happens, but there's a spiritual thing also happening. They are praying for them every day, praying over their lives, praying over their destinies, over their callings. And I can't wait to hear what's going to happen 20 years from now when some of these kids come back to houses like this. And this is not just one house. We really dream of having more houses and helping more all across the city, is to see lives forever changed. I think my heart breaks because there can only be 6 kids in this house, and how many are there out there that will never get this opportunity? And therefore, we should do something, and we must do something. And that's also why the two of us just said, can we help with just a fundraising show that we're going to do together? And we just pitched in, got a bunch of musos together, and look forward to having fun and singing and worshipping and all of that, but for an amazing cause.
Okay, before we get to those details, because we're going to talk about this just now, Susan, you've got volunteers in this place. What do volunteers do? If I'm someone, I'm hearing that you guys need volunteers, what do they do here?
Okay, so we've got 6 babies. We need hands. Hands to play with them. We have all different stages sitting. Some, 2 of them are crawling. Playing with the babies, caring for them, just being with the kids. This morning we had to go to the clinic, so one hand was out of the house. 5 babies staying behind. We have 2 permanent staff members working. But for 2 people looking after 6 babies is not enough. So it's a 2 to 3 hour slot that you come and volunteer and help, whatever is needed. If food needs to be cooked for those that is start eating, but mostly it's playing with them, stimulating them, putting them to bed. Like this one in my hand, want to go to bed now.
Sure, you can see.
So.
But what if you know nothing about babies? Maybe you haven't had your own babies yet or whatever. If you know nothing, can you still come? Because it seems, parenthood is a science.
We'll teach you. if you become a mum for the first time, you know nothing. So put a baby in your hand and you will quickly... know what to do.
Yeah, or perhaps if you are going to have babies and you need some prepping, then you can come
and practice on us.
Yeah. We had a couple in our church that volunteered for a full day. Their baby is due in 2 weeks' time. And the husband came along and I asked him, so when how many diapers did you change in this time? Because that's part of what you're going to do. And he just laughed. But,
She's going to be happy. That's awesome. Okay, tell me about the show. What's the plan? What are you guys going to do?
Well, Retief and I, we kind of have such a musical chemistry. I think it feels like we're brother and sister. It's almost like, and it's very easy to follow Retief, and it's lovely to sing with him because he sings the parts that that are beautiful, and then I get to just dance all around his ass and have a lot of fun. I think it's nice. There's such a trust in and a like-mindedness between us, and that's why we feel so safe singing together and worshiping together, because there's nothing. He doesn't have to be careful around me, and I don't have to be careful around
him. There's no insecurities tiptoeing around.
Ego.
Ego.
And also not regarding character or doctrine.
To be able to trust one another on that.
It's a wonderful friendship to have on the stage, and there's a lot of freedom to allow the spirit to move as well, and for him to dictate what he wants to do through us. And I bring probably more of the spontaneous side of things into the set and the evangelistic part of me, and then Retief leads so strongly, and that's what every woman wants. It's nice for me to come in and support in moments like that on the stage.
Yeah, I think our friendship has been over 20 years now. We've almost 25 years, so we've known each other and wrote songs together. So we've got a great band that's going to back us up, and we'll do certain songs together, sing certain songs apart. It's a show of two halves. Of course, the evening, also Twilight House will feature and share some vision and call people to action to come be part of this. And we just want to create the platform for that. There will be moments of worship as well. It's not just a praise and worship. It's also just a entertainment, singing. People can come and listen to good music. But then we'll call people to join us in corporate worship. And we'll end off with a blessing as well.
Okay, so it is your music and your music. It's not and the worship in between somewhere there where you just...
Yeah.
And everybody can sing along.
Yeah, people can sing along. It will be also some most of our songs, but we'll also have one or two other songs as well. But 95% is our own songs that we wrote through the years. And some of it will be collabs, and then there will be also corporate worship.
Yeah. Have you done this before, like officially performed?
We've never done a one show together, but we've been on multiple stages for a couple of songs or for a worship set. But it's the first time, and that's why we say it's Ian on Sametriana and Retief.
Yeah,
because we've never done it like this. So it's really exciting.
Whose idea was it?
Suzanne.
Well done. A good idea.
But I must admit, every other stage we've been on, and where we made music and we had an opportunity to maybe sing a song together, or it always felt like, does it have to end with this one song now? And now we have to get off. It's like we always long to just can this just be a little bit longer? You know, can we just do our thing, you know, instead of being told what to do, we get to say what we do this time. So that's so nice.
So we're going to linger a little longer this time.
But only for one night.
Yeah, for one night.
Who knows. So people like it a lot.
We like sequels.
Most. Okay, details. Who's going to give me the details of who to contact and everything? Susan!
So you can go on to Seat Me. Dotiera Zedai. You need to run. I don't know.
There's seats available still.
Seats available, but not a lot.
Going quickly.
Yeah, we're very grateful for that.
Seatme.com.
Dotiera Zedai. Book and pitch.
Number? Any number to call or website to go to or anything like that?
No, through Seatme. They do everything for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the 13th of February at Atterbury Theatre here in Lynnwood, Pretoria, very close to the Twilight House. So hopefully the kids can hear us sing as well.
Okay, and no walk-ins.
No walk-ins. No, it's gonna be packed. Yeah. So no, absolutely. Book
aisles.
Nothing.
Steps.
I can maybe say we will have an open day 2 weeks after that. We will have an open day for anybody that come and watch the show. That
if they're curious.
If they're curious, they can come and visit the house and see what we do.
And the house is where?
In Lynnwood.
No, you'll have to have one of those little blockies there that you scan in that gives people the map thingy that people can get. That's a good idea for this time. Okay, wonderful. One last thought. Come on, you've got the mic. Speak to South Africa. Say something.
I think that's a wonderful way to start our year. Just to, you know, we make all these resolutions, and I know it almost feels like we're at the end of the year already. But when you start with the things that matter to God, it just realigns. It's like a wheel aligning. If you feel like me and you're already consumed with work and kids and everything, a night like this just puts everything into perspective again. It just reminds you of how blessed you are, how able you are to lend a hand to God's kingdom. And isn't it what he asked us to put his kingdom first, which is the things that are on his heart, instead of the things that are on our heart. So if you want a wheel alignment, come and reset, reboot a little bit, and just come and come and start with worshiping with me and Retief, and then allow God to speak to your heart, because you never know what God wants to put on your heart in moments like that. And maybe you are his vessel and his vehicle, and maybe you are his hands and his feet.
Mm. And the next volunteer.
Yeah. Not just a maybe. Maybe it's a definite.
Absolutely. Last word.
Yeah, I think it's amazing to be part of something that goes so far beyond music, and just our own little worlds, and the opportunity to be able to impact lives forever. Jesus said, "Go make disciples of all nations." That is the heartbeat of every nation as a church as well, under which Tswalo sits. And we're looking at these little ones as disciples, as potential disciples. And we want to build those foundations. You have no idea what new president or church leader or scientist or doctor are amongst these little kids going through these walls. And to be able to deposit something from one generation to another. Wow, what a privilege. And then worship goes beyond song. It goes into a legacy of leaving something for the next generation.